Good morning. You are tuned to KBOO Portland, and the time now is just before 11 o'clock. Coming up on The Boo at 11:30, Making Contact looks at the efforts of students to prevent dating violence and sexual assault at American colleges. All of these KBOO programs are made possible by member support. You can become a member during this fall membership drive by calling 877-500-5266. And now, stay tuned for Health Watch.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. The Personnel Committee will meet on the second Monday of each month at 6 p.m.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast provided by Cameo Cafe, located at A111 Northeast Sandy Boulevard, serving burgers, breakfast, and brunch from 6:30 to 3 every day. Lunch provided by Bridges Cafe and Catering, located at 2716 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Bridges Cafe and Catering is a restaurant and catering company located in Northeast Portland on the corner of MLK Jr. and Northeast Knott Street. Their kitchen is about 75% organic, open daily. Dinner provided by Dove VV, located at 2727 Northeast Gleason Street in Portland. Open 4 to 10 p.m. daily and serving cornmeal crust pizza. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
The purpose of this program is not to prescribe a treatment to individuals. Listeners should consult their healthcare practitioner before attempting any treatment.
Good morning and welcome to Health Watch. I'm Ellen Goldsmith, a licensed acupuncturist, your host the second Monday of each month. Today, I'm speaking with Dr. Dana Cohen, integrative medical physician practicing in New York City, and Gina Bria, cultural anthropologist, about their book, Quench, Beat Fatigue, Drop Weight, and Heal Your Body Through the New Science of Optimum Hydration. Their book examines the new science of optimum hydration, and it's based on comprehensive research and clinical practice. And the authors bring to light the importance of hydration to our cognition, physical performance, and overall health. Dr. Dana Cohen is an integrative physician in practice for more than 20 years in New York City. She serves on the board of directors of the American College for the Advancement of Medicine, the leading voice of integrative medicine for the last 4 years, and currently serves on the Scientific Advisory Council for the Organic and Natural Health Association. Gina Bria, a cultural anthropologist, has been researching ritual foods and food strategies for over 25 years. She's founder and executive director of the Hydration Foundation and CEO of Hychia LLC. Trained at Columbia University, she's a former Berlin Fellow with the Social Science Research Council, a National Endowment for the Humanities finalist, and has been featured at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. She weds ethnographic strategies to the new science on hydration to serve the elderly, school children, athletes, and hydrating while traveling. She's coached many TED speakers on better brain performance. Dr. Dana Cohen and Gina Bria, welcome to Health Watch.
Hi, thank you. This is Dr. Dana. Gina just texted me. I think she's having some connection problems, but she should be on shortly.
Okay.
Wonderful intro.
Well, that's okay. Technology always astounds us at times, right? The magic and the...
Exactly.
Anyway, I guess I wanted to start out by talking to you both, but we can start with you, Dr. Cohen. What led you to write this book, and also what led you to write this book together?
Oh, good question. So I've been practicing integrative medicine for 20 years. I worked for Dr. Bob Atkins. I worked for a couple of really great pioneers in the field, and I've always known I have to write my book, literally for 20 years. And I keep saying I have to find what my book is going to be, and I honestly couldn't find what I wanted it to be. I wasn't going to write another thyroid or hormone replacement book. There was a lot out there. And one day, over 3 years ago now, Gina called my office and asked if she could just have a conversation with me about what she was doing with the Hydration Foundation. And I remember thinking, oh, she's going to sell me a purified water, alkaline, Ponzi sort of thing. But I remember thinking, you know what, I felt really generous. I was like, sure, come on in. Come on during my lunch break. I'd love to hear what you have to say. And she came in and sat down and blew my mind, basically. She started to tell me about the research that Gerald Pollack was doing. He's the water researcher out of Seattle who discovered a new phase of water, which is fascinating, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. And then she told me a story about her mother in a nursing home who suffered from dehydration and how she helped her. And she helped her by giving her chia seeds. Because she had done her research in how desert people hydrate, and they certainly don't hydrate by drinking 8 glasses of water a day. They hydrate by eating better. And I just remember like listening to her and saying, "Oh my God, this is the missing link I've been looking for in my practice. This is the baseline of all homeostasis, of all health, is hydration." And the truth is, I always ask my patients about hydrating and hydration. I didn't have this information to know that there's a better way of doing it, and that started everything. And from there, we started to really like get down to the science and delve into the research. And I was shocked at, number one, how complicated this very simple water molecule is, and that's where it all, that's how it stemmed. And then from there, I know this to be the cornerstone of health. Like, we have to start here. Before you start any diet or nutrition or lifestyle program, you have to make sure that you are optimally hydrated in order to prevent and treat chronic disease. And that is my job as an integrative doctor. You know, doctors have it. You know, we know emergency medicine, acute medicine, we got that down pat. It's this treating and preventing chronic illness where we're floundering and faltering. And I think this is the first step.
So if we are up to, as we say, as you say in your book, you know, 75% water. But, you know, when we think of water, we think of the lakes, the streams, the oceans, the water that we drink, which is quite fluid. But that water that you talk about that's in our cells is not the water we think about. It's a different type. You talk about it as this gel-type water that nourishes all of our viscera, our internal organs, and travels through the fascia, and actually has a different structure than H2O. So could you just illuminate that concept to our listeners?
Yes. So that was mind-blowing to me. We've always known that water exists in three phases: liquid, ice, and vapor. Right, that's H2O, we know that. The idea that many scientists have now discovered that there's another phase of water. And in the book, we talk about specifically Pollack's research, Gerald Pollack, and it is this gel phase or structured water. A lot of people have heard that term, structured water. What does that mean? And it literally is basically what it says. It's how these simple H2O molecules react or layer upon each other. And it's in so doing how they share electrons and how they change their structure because of that. So in this structuring, it actually forms a different molecule, and it's much more effective at hydrating us. And that extra molecule works for energy, basically. It actually is, water is fuel in our body. It's not just hydration. It gives cells cellular energy from these extra electrons. So it's the structuring of water, and it's this other phase that is found in our cells. It also happens to be the type of water that's found in plants and vegetables, this structured water. So the idea of eating your water is what we're talking about, because you're eating more of this other kind of water, and it's much more effective and efficient at hydrating our cells.
So this structured water, it and the energy of that water. You know, you talk about it in the book as, you know, the sunlight energy that goes into plants, and that structure is no longer H2O, it's H2O3. Did I get that right?
No, H3O2.
H3O2. Okay, got it. So it's not ozone water. It's H3O2. So this hydrogen, extra molecule of hydrogen, actually imparts a certain energy that is it more bioavailable through the plants and seeds, et cetera, that we eat than regular water. Can you talk about that difference?
I think that is the water that's found in the plants. So yes, it is more bioavailable. It's also more bioavailable to us from a cellular level. So that water with, you know, there's other, you mentioned sunlight. Mm-hmm. You didn't mention that there's electrolytes and minerals in that water too. All of that put together is what makes it more bioavailable and much more efficient at hydrating us. You know, when we drink regular, we call it bulk water or liquid water, just plain water, there's no electrolytes in there. So you're not, that water is basically going right through us. And if you do your own experiment, which I've done, and just keep drinking a ton of water, you're gonna switch it up to changing your water the way we suggest in the book, how to eat more vegetables in the form of smoothies, that kind of thing, adding electrolytes to your water by using natural salt, that kind of thing, you'll notice that you get hydrated much more efficiently. You'll feel it. You'll see the difference. So yes, it is much more bioavailable.
Okay, that's great. Dr. Cohen, we're in the middle of a membership drive here at our KBOO Community Radio. So we're going to just take a short little break to make a pitch to our listeners to join KBOO and donate to keep us on air.
I'm listening to this conversation and entirely fascinated by it and thinking I should get a copy of this book, Quench, where here I thought I'm doing a great job with my water bottle, carrying it around, just drinking water. But there's actually a lot more to hydration than that, I'm finding out. I always learn something new on this show. I really appreciate Health Watch, and I hope that our listeners, if you are someone who regularly listens to Health Watch, or maybe you're just tuning in, that you're learning something and that you appreciate it and you want to support this station. The number to call to support the station is 877-500-5266, and we do have copies of this book, Quench, Beat Fatigue, Drop Weight, and Heal Your Body Through the New Science of Optimum Hydration by Dana Cohen and Gina Brea, our guests today. And that is a $5 a month contribution to KBOO, $60 pledge. You can do it at the monthly level. So you just sign up right now, and then $5 a month comes out of your checking or your credit card every month. And the number to set that up, very, very easy to do. I know a lot of people I would like to share this book with and read it myself and then share it with family members. It's a wellness routine that can reverse your chronic headaches, brain fog, fatigue, weight gain, insomnia, gut pain, autoimmune conditions connected with dehydration. $5 a month contribution to KBOO. Support Health Watch. Support this community radio station. 877-500-5266. You know, I want to thank the people who have called. George, renewing from Northeast Portland, and Rosalie, a new member from Southeast Portland who's been listening for 2 months. Thank you so much, Rosalie, for deciding to become a member. Whether you've been listening for 2 months, 2 years, or 20 years, now is the time to join and say yes to community radio. We won't guilt you if you've been listening 20 years and haven't joined yet. We will say thank you and make you a part of this community. You then get a vote in our board of directors. You could be a member of the board of directors. You could be on any of our committees. You could come down and volunteer. This is a community radio station. It's a community effort, and we want you to support right now and help us reach the goal for this show. We reached it last hour, so let's do it again this hour and support Health Watch. 877-500-5266. This book is only available as a thank you gift during this show, so you need to call right now and pledge that $5 a month contribution. 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266.
Okay, Dr. Cohen, thank you so much. And people are very excited. They're going to get your book and listening to the show. I wanted to go back to this very important thing that you talk about, which is getting water through our food. And of course, we want to eat good food that will hydrate us, but we also want to avoid those foods that will dehydrate us. Could you just illuminate that a little bit for our listeners, the difference there?
Yeah. So I want to also just say, too, the book, it outlines a very simple 5-day program that we designed for the masses. Like, this is not a biohacking difficult plan. It really is for everyone, from the elite athlete to the very sick person. This is where you need to start to get your health on track. So so foods, basically, you know, we've all heard this before, but it's about getting the processed food out of your diet. Processed food just takes more energy. It takes more steps in your body to process it. Therefore, it's dehydrating. So the idea of eating real whole food, there's no, you know, a vegan can do it versus a keto, you know, ketogenic diet person, and anything in between. So it's the simple idea is, get processed food out. Processed food is dehydrating versus eating real whole food.
Right, and you had a lovely little list in your book about the most hydrating vegetables and fruits. You know, surprisingly, iceberg lettuce is very hydrating, you know, for those of us who are like, trying to get our dark leafies in. It's like, what? Iceberg lettuce?
I love talking about iceberg lettuce because I have people cheering when I say that, you know, because we've all thought it was the foe, like, oh, iceberg lettuce has no nutritional value. The truth is, if hydration is fuel, it adds electrical energy, then iceberg lettuce is super hydrating, and it actually is fuel. So there is, it's incredibly hydrating. I mean, you can see, if you look at iceberg lettuce, you can see the water in it. It's good for us. It's hydrating, and it's not what we thought it was, you know, used to think. And the same for celery. You know, we used to think celery has negative value because you chew it and it takes more calories to chew than it gives anything. Celery is super hydrating. So iceberg lettuce and celery and any kind of greens are very hydrating. Even cauliflower. Cauliflower is, Gina said it the other day. I may be giving the wrong information, but it's something like, believe it or not, 96% water.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so cauliflower is incredibly hydrating.
Yeah.
And we know watermelon.
Right. Cucumbers, yeah. Things
yeah.
like that.
Think about how desert plants hydrate, too. I love talking about some of the fun things, like prickly pear, which are the flowers of cactus. I mean, the fruit of cactus. Prickly pear is, you open it up and you can see the gel running out of it. Think about aloe. When you open an aloe leaf, that's gel that's coming out of there. So those are also very hydrating.
Right. So for our listeners who say, well, wait a minute, you know, I eat pretty well and, you know, and I drink 8 glasses of water, but, you know, something I still don't feel right. You talk a lot about this kind of subclinical dehydration that a lot of us are walking around with, and some of those symptoms being, let's talk about that.
Yeah. So I believe that over 75% of all of us are suffering from this subclinical, meaning not detectable, low-grade dehydration every single day. And to me, the number one symptom is fatigue or brain fog. So think about that. If in the afternoon before you reach for sugar because you think your blood sugar is dropping, it could be that you're dehydrated or not hydrated efficiently, or you're not hydrating well enough, even though you think you're drinking enough water. So if you suffer from a dip in fatigue or brain fog, those are two big things to look at. Thirst, if you're already thirsty, it's probably too late. You're already dehydrated. You know, it's not the best thing. It's not the best way to look at dehydration, because the truth is we've all learned to ignore our thirst, and it's not, it's just, it's already too late. But yes, if you're thirsty, you need to hydrate better. And then some of the more important things, you know, joint pains, dry skin, what else? Headaches are some other signs and symptoms, but some even bigger things, and what we lay out, some very good compelling evidence in the book of this low-grade dehydration, puts you at risk for certain cancers like colon cancer and bladder cancer. but it can also even do things like put you at risk for type 2 diabetes and even Alzheimer's. So it's absolutely an issue, and I can't say it enough that for the treatment and prevention of chronic disease, you must start with being optimally hydrated.
You have a very simple thing that people can do in the book, and you talk about something that is much more out there now, which are chia seeds. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. I love chia seeds. That's, to me, the food of the year, the power food of the year, superfood. And that is exactly what Gina and I really bonded on when she told me the story of chia seeds and her mother. So basically, her mother was in the nursing home, literally overt dehydration, by the way, which is different than what we're talking about. Overt dehydration, every doctor knows what that looks like, what that is, how to measure it, electrolyte, you know, there are blood abnormalities. So we're not talking about that overt dehydration, but her mother was suffering from that overt dehydration because she sat in a nursing home. She was afraid to drink water because she didn't want to have to get up because it hurt her to get up to go to the bathroom so often, you know, so there's issues there. And she solved it, and she was getting frequent UTIs and literally was ending up in the emergency room dehydrated. And that all stopped when she asked them to put some chia seeds in her orange juice in the morning. As simple as that. Chia seeds, anybody who's ever made a chia pudding or put chia seeds in fluid, they form a gel, and they're incredibly hydrating. They suck, they act like a sponge. They pull that hydration in and into your cells. And there's some great anthropological evidence about these this certain desert tribe, the Tarahumari tribe, who used to run 50-mile marathons on chia seeds and little fluid. So chia seeds, not only do we know very well about chia seeds and their omega-3 content. They're very high in our parent omega-3 fatty acids, which are very important, specifically alpha-linolenic acid, ALA is what it's known for. But chia seeds are incredibly hydrating, and I throw them in almost every smoothie I make. I throw them on salads. You can, I do like to grind them up because you get more surface area when you do that, so you form more gel. But even not ground, throw it on. Make chia puddings. There's 1,000 recipes online for delicious chia pudding, a great dessert, you know, and really hydrating and good for you.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to take one more fundraising break, and then after that, I'd like to come back and talk about the micro movements and fascia.
Yes, and we are here in our membership drive here at KBOO Community Radio as one of the few times a year we come to you, the listener, and ask for your support. We've got just a few minutes left in this show, and we need two more people to get this $60 pledge and get the copy of Quench, and then we will reach our goal. So that means two of you pledging $5 a month as a subscription to KBOO. That then supports your community and allows this station to remain strong. If you have maybe wondered about autoimmune deficiency and ways to address it, maybe you think that you've been getting enough water, and then hearing this show, I realize that it's not just about the water. We might think that some of the all too common modern maladies are due to gluten intake, too much sugar, too little exercise, and there's another missing piece to the health puzzle: proper hydration. Even in this time of Poland Spring, many of us are dehydrated due to moisture lacking diets, artificial environments, medications, and overdependence on water as our only source of hydration. Find out more about this in Quench: Beat Fatigue, Drop Weight, and Heal Your Body Through the New Science of Optimum Hydration from Dana Cohen and Gina Bria. And that could be your gift as a contribution if you give your contribution to KBOO at the $5 a month level. Sign up right now to do that. We'll send you that book, and you can have it in your library to share with your friends and family. 877-500-5266. You can also give online, kboo.fm, but I believe you can only get that book if you call the number right now. 877-500-5266. You are more informed about issues like this with KBOO's public affairs programming. I know I learn something from Health Watch every week, and I really appreciate the things that I do learn because they've made me a healthier person. And we have shows like Disability Awareness, Cutie Pock Talk, The Food Show, Pacific Underground, Black Book Talk, and many, many more. You know from listening to these shows that you get a wide variety of topics that impact you and the people around you. You're hearing about this, and you are a part of it. As a listener, you're a part of this community, and you can be, just finish that up, close that circle and become a member of this radio station. You then become an owner of the station. We have over 5,000 owners of this radio station, and you can be one of them. And we only have about 5 minutes left to get in on this book, Quench, Beat Fatigue, Drop Weight, and Heal Your Body Through the New Science of Optimum Hydration. $5 a month contribution gets you that book and gets you the ongoing gift of KBOO Community Radio. It's not just a gift to you, it's a gift to everyone in your community. Think about the people who aren't able to give right now. You are supporting them in providing this university of the airwaves that really shares the information that is needed and vital in a time like this. This is a station that you should not take for granted, that we are community supported. We're member funded. That means that these membership drives are the way that we get our funding. So when we come to you on the air and we ask for your support, it's not just hyperbole. This is real. This is a station that is put on the air by community support. And you're the support. You're the person who can do it. Maybe you are a major contributor. You're someone who could do a $5,000 contribution. Maybe you're someone who could do a $50 contribution. All of those are considered equally here, and we really, really appreciate it. If you are someone who wants to come down and volunteer, you can do that as well, and we'll train you to be on the air and to be a voice for your community. And if you are someone who maybe could contribute financially, we urge you to do that right now. 877-500-5266. $5 a month gets you this book, Quench, based on groundbreaking science from the University of Washington's Pollack Water Lab and other research. It offers a 5-day jumpstart plan on hydrating meal plans, and the heart of the program, smoothies and elixirs using the most hydrating and nutrient-packed plants. This is a new approach. You can learn about it. Get that to your friends and family. $5 a month contribution to KBOO. It's a win-win situation. 877-500-5266.
Couldn't get a better advertisement for your book there. That's really great. I wanted to just finish up our conversation with this very important element that you bring in about movement. And even these very, very small micro movements that actually enhance and elevate hydration in the body. So, and the role of fascia. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, I love fascia. Fascia is that connective tissue that envelopes, surrounds every organ in our body, every cell in our body. A few years ago, there was a doctor who decided to put a camera under the skin of a living person, specifically to look at fascia, which had never been done before. We always thought that when we looked at fascia, it was under dried, desiccated cadavers, and we really didn't have a lot of information on it. What he found, which was incredibly interesting, is that fascia acts as a hydraulic pump. It's a delivery system for hydration, for fluid, which is amazing because we have only ever thought that fluid gets moved via the blood and lymph in our body. So so it goes back to, you know, it's a little instinctual. We have to move our joints to lubricate them. We've always been told that. Now we absolutely understand why. And it is super important. When we're sitting all day, we're squelching or stopping that delivery of fluid to our periphery. So it's important that we get up and move every hour to get that hydration moving and going. In the book, we lay out very simple recipes, we call them, for micro movements. And basically, bobbing your head up and down is one of them, or moving your chin to your shoulder. A lot of twisting stuff. So you're acting like a sponge. You're wringing out the fluid and bringing in new fluid. Really fascinating stuff about fascia in there. And it is the second half of that hydration equation. And nobody's talking about this. And once again, this book is written for the masses. So anybody can do this, even if you're laying in bed all day. Like, some very simple movements you have to do. You have to start somewhere, and this is the place to start.
Right, and those movements can be done while you're sitting. You don't have to even get up to do them. So no excuse for not moving.
You can do them in your car. You can do them everywhere.
That's great.
In the elevator.
So, Dr. Cohen, if people want to get in touch with you for consults or learn more about the book, how would they get in touch with you?
So my website, I'm going to give you Gina's website too. I'm sorry she couldn't be on. So my website is www.drdanacohen.com, and you can find me on social media at drdanacohen. Definitely reach out. Tell me where you heard me. I would love that. And Gina's website is hydrationfoundation.org. She gives lots of tips and science and a really fun website and Instagram for her as well.
Fantastic. So today, again, we've been speaking with Dr. Dana Cohen, integrative medical physician and co-author of the book Quench, Beat Fatigue, Drop Weight, and Heal Your Body Through the New Science of Optimum Hydration. Dr. Cohen, thank you so much for speaking with us today on Health Watch, and just fascinating book. I really found a lot of different levels to it that were quite wonderful.
Thank you for having me. I so appreciate it.
Absolutely. You've been listening to Health Watch. This is Ellen Goldsmith, licensed acupuncturist, your host the second Monday of every month. You can listen to this episode and more online at kboo.org/healthwatch.
If every little thing that you did made a difference,
would you do things a little different?
This is Making Contact, a program that informs, inspires, and moves people to take action.
Would you believe me if I told you you're the reason we are here? Would there be meaning to your breathing
if your exhale made the air?
College students around the country are entering a new school year. What awaits them are new classes, new students, and hopefully new approaches to old problems. Some students at several prominent historically black colleges and universities, or HBCUs as we call them, have asked school administrators to address sexual assault differently. Last year, student protests at Morehouse